Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of remembrance, we prove, with our great grief and wailing, the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. Justin Bieber, who recently admitted all that time working on his new album was really just time spent not washing his hair. Yes, the Canadian superstar this week revealed on Instagram his new look, dreadlocks. As all apostles of wokeness should know, there is a zero tolerance for racially nonconforming hairstyles, no matter how sympathetic toward that race you otherwise are. Although it can be confusing, the rules are simple. It's okay to listen to another race's music, read their literature, and even eat their food, but you must not wear their clothes or hairstyles because the most important thing about people is their clothes and hairstyle. Fortunately, Bieber was immediately arrested and charged with second-degree felony cultural appropriation and faces the punishment of having his head shaved, plus 60 hours of remedial Michael Bolton listening before having his whiteness recertified for release back into the general population. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
LeBron James, for threatening white Columbus, Ohio police officer Nick Reardon on Twitter after protecting a black woman from being stabbed by another black woman. Even though video evidence clearly shows Reardon was justified in using deadly force, James vowed Reardon would be next. Although his intentions were good, James went wrong in, well, I guess it's obvious that we aren't actually canceling LeBron James. Please forgive this old pastor for having a little bit of fun with you. We certainly don't cancel basketball stars under any circumstances, especially not prominent black ones. And besides, anyone who jumps to the conclusion that the police are wrong can be forgiven. It only shows his sincerity about fighting the power. But beware lest you make similar mistakes without the protective robes of professional sports to shield you. Woe unto all who offend unless they play basketball.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, praise Mother Earth, we have a lost soul returning to our midst this week. USA Today, who was in grave danger of being cast out and has now rectified their wrong, have rejoined the congregation of the wokeful. Last month, the populist Words paper published a column by Stacey Abrams in which she called for boycotts against Georgia for their racist election law. When Major League Baseball subsequently moved the All-Star Game out of her home state, costing millions of dollars in financial harm to the mostly black residents of Atlanta, USA Today was in a very real predicament of potentially violating the sixth law of wokeness. Never allow a political activist to look bad, even if it's their own fault. Although USA Today could have simply deleted the column, or changed the author's name, or made up facts to show the boycott would help blacks in Atlanta, they did something even better. They allowed Abrams to completely rewrite the piece, eliminating her endorsement of boycotts. In this way, USA Today followed the wisdom of the great apostle Orwell, who taught us to make sure the facts are changed to tell the truth as we want it to be, so that no one may be confused by the facts as they actually were. By abandoning their commitment to the racist notions of integrity and journalism, USA Today proved they care more about being right than they do about being honest. Welcome back into the fold. And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
I got a great note in earlier this morning. Somebody said, so how are you going to balance affirming Tyler Perry's message on hate and also doing Transgressor's memorial ceremony? I said, well, we're going to remind people that you can satirize people and still love them. And that's a perfectly delicate line to walk all the time. You should definitely not hate anybody. It's still okay to make fun of things that are silly.